Welcome to M-Phone Customer Services. How can I help? Yeah, it is M-Phone Customer Services. It's M-Phone Customer Services, sir. The company that you're looking for? Yes, sir. Can you please help me out with your customer account number, sir? If you check your email, sir, you will get the information there. You are supposed to receive email from M-Phone. No, sir. This is M-Phone Customer Services you're talking to, sir. Sir, uh, Can you please check? There should be like, can you please help me out with the customer accounts number? Or the registered mobile number that you have used to sign up with that account? Can you please help me out with the mobile number that you registered with the account, please? Give me a moment. 0424 264 Is it 5R Electricals Private Limited? Yeah, so you're in number 27 Eurobean Street, Harrison. Okay, I'll just test the connection, sir. Give me one quick moment. I'll let you know the status. So, give me a moment. Have you got a new modem delivered by us? Your connection is active, sir. Yes, sir. What difficulties are you facing with the telephone, sir? Sure. Let me check. So you are using the older modem? Okay, so you didn't take a new modem from us. Give me a moment. Sir, your account is not in a stage of cancellation, sir, because the contract is already active. You get a 10-day cooling off period from the date you sign up. Okay. Your account is already active now. No, you have our support line open, sir. You have our customer support line open. Okay. You're using the old modem, right? Okay. Now, which modem do you have, sir? So you actually okay. Now, can you please check your I totally understand. I understand, sir. Okay. Now, can you please check your modem? On the back of the modem, you will see there is a small hole which says reset. If you have a pin, you have to push the pin inside that hole and press it gently. You will get to hear a click sound. You will hear a click sound, and you will see that your internet modem will restart again. No. Did you reset the modem, sir? Did you hear the click sound? Now, is your modem restarting again? It will restart. Let it restart. On the back of the modem, you see there is a reset button. It's not a button, it's just. Yeah, did you hear the click sound? Like you will get to hear a sound which will be like a tick. Now, yeah, now cut off the power supply for the modem and like pull the plug out and plug it back in. And check the lights on the modem, sir. Power, WAN, internet, and two Wi-Fi lights will be present. Yeah, the other lights will light up. And sir, you will also see there is another NBN box that is present in your business. You will also find out NBN box. You will see there is another broadband box that is there. You have the modem, and there is another internet box, NBN box, that is installed somewhere in the business. So you will see the cable comes in from that box and connects to the back of the modem. You need to pull the plug out of that box as well. Unplug both the devices. Like you unplug the NBN box and unplug the modem and plug them back in. Now on the NBN box, you will see there is a power light. Yeah, the optical light will be there. Alarm light will be coming up. Boot lights like Unity 1 to Unity 4 will be lighting up. Yeah, NBN box. Unity lights and the Unity lights. Optical is blinking. Okay. After optical, the Yes, sir. You will have to keep it connected now. And the NBN box is connected to the electricity supply. Yes, the Unity lights will be lighting up. Now you'll see there is an update light. The update light should be turning on as well. Yes, sir. Yeah, the port lights, I mean the Unity lights will be turning on, and the alarm light will be on, and the update light will also it will turn on, sir. It will turn on. Yeah, then you see the update light will also turn on. It takes a while, sir. It will keep on flashing for a minute or two. You will see that the lights will blink, keep on blinking for some time. Then it will all the lights will be solid. Now you leave that aside, let it boot up automatically. You don't need to do anything on it. So check the modem now. How many lights are on the modem? on the modem, see there is a power, WAN, internet, and two Wi-Fi lights, and the telephone lights will be there. In total, you are supposed to get six lights on. Now, can you please check whether you're able to use the internet or not? Let it turn on. Check the telephone cable. Where is the telephone cable plugged in on the back of the modem? On the telephone one slot? Okay. I'm calling you in that landline number, sir. Give me a moment. The telephone is ringing. Okay, 0261 702 789. Okay, can you please check? Do you have a dial tone on that number? It's not ringing, right? Give me a moment. Which light is red? Can you take it out and plug it back? Sir, let me tell you. We actually need to just get it, because if you would have got a new modem from us, then things would have been better. Because we would have just sent you a modem, you would have just connected, and your services would have been just immediately up and running. But since you have opted for the old modem, you want to use the old modem, that is why we need to get it configured. It was with a different supplier, so currently we don't have the remote access of that modem to get it sorted out for you right now. Okay, that is why I'm trying to get things up so that I can get it sorted out for you. Okay, because this doesn't happen whenever you join a company. If you have the modem through from that company. So it becomes, it actually becomes just a plug and play thing. You just plug it in, take out the old one, plug in the new one, and you're up and running with the services. Okay, because these modems, it's a good practice to change them every 2-3 years. Because what happens if you have a very old modem, you face signal drops. Okay, so if you have a new one, from us, like every 2-3 years, or where if you change it, then what will happen? You will get everything up and running. It will be pre-configured, and you will get a warranty, so you can be rest assured for the next 3 years without any worries. And the modems that we give supports up to 300 Mbps connections, so you can relax for the next 5 years without any worries. Anyway, I'm just calling in that number. That's true. Okay. Can you for 1 minute, sir? Please hold on. Yes, I just checked with our tech team, sir. You have been sent a new modem from us. We have sent you a new modem, sir. Where is the new modem, sir? Where is it? Have you connected it? Sir, sir, you cannot use the old Optus modem, sir. You have to connect the new modem that we sent you. That is why it is not working, sir. Can you please plug out the old modem and connect the cables that are plugged in on the back of the modem in the same slots where it was plugged in on the Optus modem? Hello. Sure. Have you got it, sir? Plugged the cables to the back of the modem? Yes, sir. The internet light is on the new modem. Now, did you connect, where did you connect the telephone cable to? Do you see a port which is TEL1 on the back of the modem? Okay, is there any, how many slots do you have there where the telephone cable can be inserted? Okay, and where did you connect the Ethernet cable to the DSL port? You connected it to the DSL Ethernet port. Great. Now, let me. No, the broadband cable should be connecting to the cable that comes from that box. NBN box should be connecting to the DSL port. DSL. No. Check whether it is, yeah, the DSL. Does okay, connect it to the WAN. The do you see the internet light is coming up? All the modem lights are on, right? Including the telephone. Telephone one should light up. In total, you will have six lights. I'll let you know. I'll let you know, sir. You will see power on, WAN will be on, internet will be on, two Wi-Fi lights, 2.4 and 5 GHz will be on. Are these on? Connect to the internet, sir. Internet is on, right. Now, do you have your smartphone with you? Turn the Wi-Fi on in your smartphone. You will get to see the Wi-Fi networks, a list of Wi-Fi networks will appear. What are the Wi-Fi names do you see? Mphone 5G you will see. Yeah, connect to Mphone 5G to all the devices. Nine six two. Nine six two. Double three, triple three. Yes. 333. Yes, sir. The number is 96233. Yeah, correct. And save it. Yes, sir. Nine six two. Yeah, it is. The password is there in the modem box as well, sir. Double three. It is connected. Yeah. Now you will see the now for all the devices that you want to use the internet on, okay, you will have to connect to the 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi network. For the CCTV cameras that you have, for that you will have to select the 2.4. You will see what is the name that you see on the Wi-Fi name, M phone or telecom? M phone. So you will get two names with M phone 2.4 and M phone 5. So for using the internet, like browsing, watching TV, using your laptop, desktop, tablet, mobile phones, you will have to connect to the 5. For the CCTV cameras, you will have to connect to 2.4G. 2.4G will give you a wider range for your CCTV cameras. The 5GHz1 will give you more speed on the internet, which will help you to browse or watch movies. Now I'm making a test call to your landline. Just pick up the call, say hello, and check whether there are any background noises that come. Like sometimes you will see like any background noises. If you find, let me know. Is it ringing, sir? No. Can you please pick up the call from the landline? Give me a second. Yes, sir. So the number is 2617-02789. Six one seven zero 2789. Now I'm making another test call, sir. Please check on the landline. Does it ring now? Can you please unplug the modem and plug it back in? Like cut off the power supply for the modem. Cut off the power supply for the modem. and let it plug it back in. Let me know when all the lights are on. Where is the telephone cable connected, sir? Check. Do you see any slot available which says Tel 1? Yeah. Any slot there which says Tel 1? Yeah, so connect that telephone cable to the telephone slot, sir. Have you con Yeah, connect the telephone cable to the telephone slot. Yep. Let me know after connecting the telephone cable to the telephone slot. I'll make a test call. Please pick up the call. Okay. That is why I was wondering, because I just configured your SIP and I was trying to make test calls, but everything seems to be in order. But now, you see, that is why I asked you in the beginning. There is a dedicated slot that is present in our modems. That is why I sent you a new modem. Okay. Check if it's ringing.
Yep. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. The voice is clear. No issues with the voice.
Yeah, the voice is quite clear.
Yep. You can hang up the landline.
Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll put down the landline. Eh?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hello? Yes, sir. So your modem is configured. Your internet is connected. Your landline phone is connected and it is configured. So your number is active. So any other queries or any other difficulties you're facing? Yeah, you can make a note about it, sir. for using the internet, like broadband, for TV, laptop, etc., supposed to connect to the 5GHz Wi-Fi network of that modem. For connecting your CCTVs, you have to connect to the 2.4. The 2.4 is dedicated for the CCTVs only. Same. That is your modem password. Do not remove that sticker. You can write down, sir. You can write it down, sir. You will see on the back of the modem there is a username and a password. That is the modem password. That is something which you don't need. That is our that is needed by us to configure it. Okay, you don't need that. Please do not remove the sticker. You can just click a picture of it or and save it in your phone. And you can take a picture of that of the password that I just gave you. That is your internet login password, sir. Yeah, that is your internet login password. Okay, but that the one that you're talking about, that is your Wi-Fi modem password. You don't need it. Yes, sir. 962. Yes, sir. You can test the speed of the internet, everything should be up. You can use it, you will be able to understand. It is not supposed to lag for the time being, okay? Give it 3 hours time, so it will be in the no, all that all everything is done now. Now use it for 2 3 hours. It the modem will give you the best that you can get there. But I just configured this, configured it, and it is now it started. The NBN box just got connected to a new modem. So use this 2 3 hours. Watch a movie, like play videos. Use it, okay, and gradually it will give you it will step it's already stabilized, but it will give you the best out of what you can get. Okay, so any other questions you have, sir? Yeah, mobile. For your mobile phones, you will pay to Optus. Okay. So you only pay for the broadband services and your landline phone to MFone, because this is the most expensive part of the bill, if you see, because Optus prices are quite more. Telstra prices are quite expensive. But you actually get the same quality services from us, because it comes from the same Indian box. Okay. The difference is they will charge you more, we will charge you less. This is the thing. You get the same thing. All right. And moreover, whenever you need us in the customer services, you will get a dedicated account manager to speak to you. Give me one moment, sir. Just give me one second. You can check your internet, it will be up and running without any difficulties. You can use now. Hello? 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 Can you hear me, sir?